Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai, and today we're going to talk about silver linings of a stock market correction. So it's been quite a February 5th week, 2018. The stock market is officially in correction territory, down more than 10% from its peak. And if we close down 20% from its peak, we're officially in bear market territory. It never feels good to lose money in the stock market or in anything, frankly. But let's look at the positives. There are always positives to every bad situation, and in this podcast, I want to talk about five positives. So number one, there's a catalyst to finally learn about risk management. If you've only been investing since 2009, you've only seen glory days. It's been relatively easy and straightforward to build wealth in the stock market, also in the bond market, and in real estate. But I argue it's been too easy for those 35 and under to build wealth, thereby creating a false sense of security. Being overconfident in your investing abilities is really, really dangerous. It can be devastating once you've actually accumulated a large nest egg. Now, hopefully those who are overconfident are, you know, in their 20s or early 30s, but if you're like 50, 60, 65, and you think you just can't lose, well, stock market corrections make you lose and lose quick. There's an old saying on Wall Street, walking the steps up, but then taking the escalator down. So in a bull market, things kind of generally slowly build where people start to get in at higher and higher levels. But once there's a panic, everybody just freaks out and then boom, you just lose a lot very quickly. So take a look at some of my posts, including the recommended net worth allocation by age and the proper asset allocation of stocks and bonds by age, and also investment strategies for retirement based on modern portfolio theory. These are all good posts that gives you an idea of diversification and talks about risk and reward. Two, we now have the ability to accumulate stocks at lower valuations. And the key word is valuation. If the price is lower by 10%, but earnings are cut by 10%, then you're paying the same valuation for the security. But if prices move down 10%, as we've seen in a matter of 2 weeks, and earnings are still the same, then you're getting yourself a good deal. The consensus 2018 S&P 500 earnings estimate is around $155 per share. That's up 18% from 2017. Therefore, at $2,500 on the S&P, the market is trading at a reasonable 16 times forward earnings versus a long-term average around 15 times. So yes, we could decline in valuation by another 5%, 10% to get to the long-term average, and that's definitely well within scope. The consensus earnings are expected to grow by another 10% in 2019, which would put the market at about 14.7 times 2019 earnings. So that, again, is roughly around the long-term average, but you're seeing earnings slow down. So the trillion-dollar, maybe the multi-trillion-dollar question is whether earnings will grow as expected, fall short, or exceed expectations. Valuations are generally considered, quote, reasonable, end quote, if the PE to growth ratio is around 1x. So in other words, a 15 times PE multiple and 15% earnings growth, that's reasonable. So except for the rise in the 10-year bond yield to 2.85%, there was no other fundamental news that wasn't already out there that would drastically affect earnings on the downside. Therefore, at the moment, it looks like investors are getting a valuation discount. And from a bond investor perspective, you're receiving higher yields. Hopefully the Federal Reserve is listening and watching what's going on, and they don't raise rates too quickly on the short end, which would choke off future growth. Three, it takes time for corrections to play out. This is a very important point in this episode here. According to analysis by Goldman Sachs, since World War II, the average correction is negative 13% over a course of 4 months. It then takes an average of 4 months before the S&P 500 recovers all its losses. So in other words, don't use all your dry powder all at once if the stock market is down, let's say, 10% in 2 weeks, as we have seen right now. It's very tempting to just go all in. Oh my gosh, it's a 5% discount or 10% discount. But you've got to look at history and realize that these type of corrections take time to work themselves out. So rather, leg in through multiple tranches because timing the market is just too difficult. And if you have a long-term mentality, you'll be able to better contain your rush to buy and better contain your rush to sell. Four, a return to humility. Every time I write an article about investing, without exception, there will be someone who comments or emails saying how much money they've made in the stock market, how they made a phenomenal trade, how they got in and out, or whatever. And over social media, we witnessed a phenomenon of older folks bragging about how they have over $1 million in their 401k balances recently. And then there are younger folks who love to shout from the top of their lungs every single month how much money they make online, how much better they are than all of you, and how you should follow them and all that stuff. And frankly, it gets very, very old after a while. So financial writers, including yours truly, will also begin to write with more humility. A downturn helps remind me that the focus of Financial Samurai is on learning so we can all become better investors, better partners, better citizens of our countries, and ultimately happier thanks to the freedom money buys. I use my finances for illustrative purposes, and I really, really don't want anybody to feel bad about what I make or how much I have, which is why I don't talk about everything. I just, you know, maybe like once quarter, once every 6 months, once a year, whatever it is, talk about my passive income updates or whatever, because at the end of the day, I'm on this journey as well. As investors, it's important to constantly remind ourselves that over the long run, we're not smarter than the markets. We must not confuse brains with a bull market, nor should we confuse stupidity with a bear market. Don't beat yourself up if you got in wrong or whatever. Think about the long term. And then finally, a stock market correction gives us a chance to finally build your long shot. So what is a long shot? Well, it's anything that you think could be a good idea, but for whatever reason, you decide not to go for it. If it wasn't for the 2008-2009 financial crisis, Financial Samurai and this podcast would never have been born. And without Financial Samurai, I wouldn't have been able to have as much freedom as I have today, because I probably would have had to cut my spending and just be a little bit more frugal and a little bit more aware. But so far, things have been fine. I have the same lifestyle as before when I was making money in finance, yet I have so much more time. The downturn made me fear for my job and my wealth so badly that I finally decided to do something about my fear. We're nowhere near financial crisis level panics today, folks. But the correction that began in February 2018 reminded me of the stress I felt 10 years ago. So hopefully you guys can really welcome this type of fear, welcome this type of stress, and actually propel yourself to do that thing you've been putting off for way too long. If you depend on only your job and maybe some of your investments to keep you financially solvent and secure, a violent correction is the perfect time to start brainstorming new ways to make money. Yes, you know, we can encourage our spouses to work harder and longer, but they too can lose everything in a moment. For most people, investments should be considered a tailwind for financial growth. Building a business where you own most of the equity or all of the equity, performing so well at a job that you are getting regular raises and promotions, and aggressively saving and investing for a long period of time are what really make you wealthy over the long term. So focus on what matters most, folks. If you're not careful, money can really make you go crazy and suck up all your time. During one of the 4% down days, I realized I was already on my computer for 2.5 hours straight watching the markets burn. I was reading everything I could about why this is happening, what could come next, and what to do next, frankly. And once I realized I was glued to my computer and I was obsessed, I shut the laptop down and went downstairs to see my wife and son, gave them both big hugs and kisses and started to play, and just told myself, look, the reason why you're financially free is so you don't have to worry too much about money. And if you're not financially free yet, well, don't worry. It just takes perseverance, time, and consistency. In 20 years, this correction won't make a lick of difference. Don't forget to enjoy your life during the process. And if you need me, well, hey, I'll be here. I'll just be finishing up my underground bunker just in case the world comes to an end. And if it does in the next, let's say, 1 week or 2 weeks, I hope you spend that time living your everyday to the fullest. And I hope you appreciated every single moment of your life, because it goes quickly, quickly, quickly. Thanks, everyone. And share with me and all of us what are some other silver linings due to a stock market correction. Thanks so much.